take you now to a slow-breaking human interest story.
Some exclusive news this morning. That big, innocent, delightful bird on the Sesame Street show? The yellow bird, who was always so sweet and willing to help, said to be a big, gangly 6-year-old? Big Bird is married.
It really was this wonderful union, and it's still to this day we're as close as can be.
That's right. Exclusively here on The Takeaway, Big Bird's wife, Deborah Spinney. She opened up about the challenges of hanging in there with an old bird for over 40 years.
It's a lot of fun, I can say that.
Deborah Spinney is the wife of Carol Spinney, the Muppeteer who's played Big Bird from the very beginning. Carol is also the actor-puppeteer who plays Oscar the Grouch. Grouchy Oscar is Carol's jolly old id, Big Bird, kind of a giant yellow superego. Altogether, they make up a remarkable love story. Big Bird, Carol, Oscar, and of course, Deborah. The story is told in the new film, I Am Big Bird, the Carol Spinney story.
All rehearsed, all ready to go to see somebody special. One of our biggest yellow feathered friends. Who is it? You got it.
I think it was most apparent to us the first time we really got out and performed for kids. Every time he mentioned Big Bird, the place erupted. It was like a mini Woodstock.
You can make your own comparisons, as Deborah told us. The documentary is part biography, part love story, and part Muppet magic.
When I met Carol, he had 3 children, and then when I met him, there were 6, 4, and 2, Jesse, Melissa, and Ben. And he asked me to marry him 13 days later after our first date. So now I'm going to face being a stepmom really quickly and meeting the kids, and oh gosh, I was petrified they were not going to want me to marry him. You know, like, it's just, it was scary. So when we did get together, it was Jesse, the oldest, who said to me, "Are you going to marry my daddy?" And I was so nervous, but I kind of tried to smile my best smile. And I said, "Yes, I am." And she put her hand out, took my hand, and said, "Good, then we're going to call you Mommy." She turned to Melissa and Ben and said, "See her? We're going to call her Mommy from now on." And they went, "Okay, that's fine." Ben said, "Carry me." I picked him up, and I think I carried him for 2 years.
So finally, it was just joyous. It's all a big pickup.
I mean, it was from the first day, we were a family, which was a miracle in itself. And it's still to this day, we're as close as can be.
I mean, this film, as we see in the movie, you know, it's really your relationship is part of what drives the warmth and, even just the energy of Big Bird all over the world.
I think it took us by surprise. Here we are thinking it's really going to be a movie just about Carol and Sesame Street and how it all happened. And then when we watched, we were flabbergasted that it really was a love story. People say it inspires them, so that's a nice thing.
You know, all this sweetness and light is just making me sick.
Oh, here's Oscar.
Yeah.
How did you get in here, Oscar?
I stuck in while the door was open.
Oscar, are you jealous of Big Bird because he gets maybe a little more attention than you?
No, I hate people looking at me.
Really?
Yeah. Good thing I'm not on television.
Yeah, right.
I think you are.
No kidding.
What? I'm on TV. You didn't tell me. Well, we knew you'd react poorly.
Oscar, if you ever found out that you were just a puppet, how would you feel about that?
I wouldn't be happy about it. I'm a real grouch. I love trash, too. Oh, I love trash. You don't have to sing, Oscar.
No, go ahead.
Anything dirty or dingy or dusty, anything rotten or ragged or rusty, oh, I love trash.
So could I talk to Big Bird for a moment?
I'm right here.
Big Bird, it's great to have you here on The Takeaway.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
And anything scare you about the radio? Are you nervous? Are you feeling perfectly comfortable?
I can't see anybody except you.
Uh-huh.
You look great.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And what would you say is the most important quality, your best quality?
I'm friendly. I never bite or peck, and I just try to be a good friend.
Why Big? Why Bird? And what was the original inspiration for Big Bird? We can't imagine there would be no Big Bird, but there was a time when there was no Big Bird.
That's right. Well, Jim Henson had already created Ernie and Bert for as some test pilots for Sesame Street, which was not on the air yet. And so they said that they'd like to bring a little more fantasy to the street scenes. And so they asked him to come up with a couple of characters who could be there every day, because Jim couldn't be there every day. He was very busy with other things. So he came up with the Big Bird. He'd always wanted to make a silly puppet that you're so big you get in and you're his legs. But he's a puppet because his head is not just on your head like a costume, but sits in my right hand, held up high over my head. He named it Big Bird, and he got the name Oscar from a grouchy waiter at a place called Oscar's over on 3rd Avenue. He was a funny grouch.
And so you got both of those characters.
Yeah.
How has this lasted so long, do you think? There's a magic and an almost eternity quality to so many of these characters.
Yeah, well, there's been some characters that have come and gone. You know, for instance, I was very close with Granny Fanny Nesselrode.
Right.
But the show has been, it was called Experiment in Television. Debbie used to be with a group called the Research Department, and they would check, they would show things to various groups of kids and record their reactions, and they were a little bored with Granny Fanny Nesselrode.
Land sakes, I'm still here, never get anything to say. Oh, dear.
Well, we miss you.
Yes.
How many more characters does he have in him, Deborah?
I want to say a lot, but really not too many. You know, he's a lot like Big Bird. He's sometimes like Oscar the Grouch, but
only when he's driving.
That's probably true.
Big Bird, Oscar, Deborah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Did I say that? What's wrong with me?
That was very polite, Oscar.
Yeah.
Maybe you should give
him an aspirin.
I must have
gotten up on the right side of the bed.
Yeah, he needs a pill or something.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carol.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks. Nice to be here.
I Am Big Bird, the Carol Spinney story, is out on video on demand today and in limited release starting tomorrow, May 6th. My in-depth interview with Oscar the Grouch with All the Dirt is available at takeaway.org. And as you know, Big Bird can get sad sometimes. What was the saddest thing that ever happened to Big Bird, to you?
Well, Mr. Looper died.
That's Hooper.
Oh, yeah, Hooper. Mr. Looper died, and he was such a wonderful grandfather, I almost thought of him as my grandfather. And we lost him, and I didn't understand that he wouldn't come back. Now I understand. It's sad when somebody dies. They don't come back, but we remember them and try to honor them because we love them.
So we ask kids, how would you cheer up Big Bird?
I don't feel perfect every day. We're all human. What could you do to make me feel a little better today?
My name is Isabel. I would say, Big Bird, are you okay? I would say, I will help you. I would say, Big Bird, I would play with you.
My name is Malcolm. Send them a picture.
My name is Soraya. I want to give them a hug.
My name is Julian.
I'll help them. I'll make them okay.
My name is Will. Big Bird, I'll give you a hug.
Don't worry if it's not good enough for anyone else.
Three schoolers at PS 118 to the rescue right here in New York City. Thanks, kids. We'll be hearing more from Carol Spinney and Big Bird later this hour. And for all our little listeners out there, we want to hear from you today. What would you tell Big Bird to help cheer him up?
Hi, Big Bird. My name's Grace, and I'm from sunny South Florida. I hope you're happy today. Good luck on your radio show. Bye.
Grace, I'm sure he's feeling better already. Come on, everybody. Let's help Big Bird feel better. And that's what you could take with you today.
Hi, my name is Andrea Harris, and I am from Bronx, New York. Big Bird, you always made my children so happy when they woke up in the morning and I wanted to sleep.
This is Mesa from Pensacola, New Jersey.
Hi, Big Bird. Don't be blue. We love you. Have a nice day.
Bye.
Hi, I'm JD Fisher. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, and I have a song to cheer up Big Bird. B-A-B, B-A-Y, B-A, Bicky Bay, B-A, Bye, Bicky Bay, Bye, Bo, Bicky Boo, Bicky Bay, Bye, Bo. Big Bird, I hope you feel better. Bye.
Nice, JD. That's all for today, but you can join our conversation. Call us, sing to Big Bird. We are very open. 877-8-MY-TAKE. And you can ask me anything on Twitter every day. But today I only take questions about my interview with Big Bird. Hit me up at Jay Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.